people. It's a beautiful day where I'm at. I'm actually outside for today's episode, which is number four. Episode four of Creating Storm. And today, I thought I would just kind of go over my songwriting process, or lack thereof. Just to throw out there and maybe give you guys some perspective. And really the truth is, when it comes to writing songs for me, I don't philosophically believe or practice the idea that there's one way to do it or a best way to do it. And I really think it changes depending on so many factors, like where am I, what do I have access to, what is my inspiration behind the song. So let me dig a little deeper into that. So, like, for example, if I'm at home and I'm just messing around on the guitar, I've got some free time, I'm just kind of rolling with it, having fun, then my song is probably going to kind of just come out of a very guitar-oriented place. Like, I found a cool chord progression or a cool little lick that I'm playing, and then maybe I'm hearing a little melody to go over that, and I might either simultaneously put words with that melody and just start making shit up, see what sticks, or I might just get the melody and not be really getting words at that moment in time. And that'll be kind of how that song plays out. Now, another scenario. Let's say I am in the car doing rideshare or delivery or just traveling in general. And honestly, I'm probably annoying myself if I'm in the car by myself for too long, because that's just how I get, man. I'll be talking and singing and rapping and doing crazy things and just to pass the time, and then at some point I'm just like, oh my god, dude, shut up. But anyway, yeah, so if I'm in the car, obviously I don't have an instrument, and I'm just gonna be kind of like singing stuff or maybe beatboxing, and I'll have like a little rhythmic groove in my head going. There's so many ways it can manifest, but it wouldn't be guitar first. It would be some other start to the song. So then my process is totally in a different order. All right, let's do a third scenario. Let's say I am sitting at the DMV, or I am waiting for a movie to start, and I'm at the theater. Or any other situation like that where I'm in public, I don't have an instrument, I can't really sing out loud or start rapping without being looked at like I'm crazy. But let's say, like, I just see something funny happen, like someone's acting really weird, and in my head I might come up with like some words to describe that, or I might say something. It's really abstract sometimes. I might literally like react to something, and my reaction will be a series of words that I think, huh, like that could be a good line in a song. In a similar fashion, like, there's so many times when someone says something, I'm like, oh my god, that's a good band name. And it's pretty much the same thing, but it might be like the line of a song or the start to a verse or good words for like a hook or something like that. And that'll be how that song comes to fruition, lyric first. And who knows, on the ride home, I might try to mess with some melodies to it. And then I get home, I get the guitar out, and the guitar came in pretty much last. So it really, as you can see, for me, and I don't know, I don't know how all songwriters write, but I can definitely speak for myself, like, It all depends on where I'm at, what I have access to, what I'm feeling, what's happening. There's never one like way that a song just comes for me and turns into a full product, so to speak. If there is any consistency, because I'm a guitarist and singer-songwriter first, I very, very almost, I won't say it'll never happen, but I can probably guarantee it never has happened up to this point. I've never like written a drum part first or bass parts first. But I don't rule it out. Like one day I might get on the computer and just want to zone out and come up with a really cool beat and use the drum machine to make the beat, put some bass on top of it, and then build it from the low end all the way up to the highs and start writing the lyrics and the melodies at the end. Like that actually sounds like it'd be a lot of fun to approach a song a different way like that. But I just haven't really done that up to this point. So there is no one way to write songs or one best way. You just kind of go with it. Whatever your inspiration is, take it and run with it. Wherever you're at, whatever you're able to do at that given moment, like, just go with it. I also will add that I can't count on two hands and 2 feet how many songs I've started and have just never really gone anywhere. And it's cool. I have a lot of great starts. And every once in a while, I'll pull from those. I'll remember, like, hey, I remember when I started this song and it was super catchy, but I just never really came up with anything to go after that. So that can be really cool too, but also a lot of them just don't go anywhere. And so it is, you know? Let it slide. Like, if a song is just kind of is at a dead end, you know, people talk about writer's block a lot. I feel like I've been hung up on songs before in the past. And now when I get to that spot, like, I just kind of like let it be for a few days, and either something comes or I start a new song and the whole process just goes smoother. I'm like able to write it beginning to end much quicker. So, you know, it is what it is. Some of them just don't make it, some of them do, some of them get put on the back burner and come to full fruition later. So again, there's just no wrong way to do it, and there's no need to get caught up on some songs that you might really like but just aren't at a place where they're ready to really be fully developed. You're just it's kind of like when you write a paper for school or something and you're like, oh yeah, this is it, this is gonna get me an A plus, this is like great work, I'm gonna go to Harvard or some shit like that. And then you wake up the next day and you read it and you're like, what the f was I thinking? Like, this is horrible. There's no structure, like incoherent as all get out. Like, what? I must have been like high off of the midnight vibes last night thinking this was gonna get me anywhere. So I mean, just laugh at yourself and let it be. That's how the cookie crumbles, so they say. All right, so that's it for today. That's a real short episode, but you know, I just wanted to reflect a little bit on kind of how I do things with songwriting and just put it out there for you listeners in the world to hear. Until next time, friends, adios.